is, folks. You laughed with him when he played the Marine in the movie Wake Island. And soon you'll see him with Alan Ladd and Brian Donlevy in 2 years Before the Mask. He's Hollywood's magnificent mug.
I came up the hard way. When I was 6 years old, the doctor discovered I had an extremely high IQ. But luckily, I grew out of it.
The American Meat Institute presents William Bendix in The Life of Riley. The meat people of America, providing a great food for a great nation. If all the areas of these United States
devoted largely to pasture and grazing lands for raising your annual meat supply were put together, you could drop 20 states the size of New York on it and still have room to spare.
Yes, sir. We're a nation of meat eaters.
America.
And now, on behalf of all those engaged in supplying meat to the nation, the American Meat Institute presents The Life of Riley. Right now, Riley and his friend Jim Gillis are talking about the big football game of the season,
which to them means the battle
between the Green Goats of the John J. Boskowitz Junior High School and the Maroon Maulers of Mazeppa Junior High. Listen to the enlightening debate.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Listen, Riley, I'm telling you, like a friend. Them Boskowitz Green Goats ain't got a chance against them Mazeppa Maulers.
Yeah, who says so?
My boy Elmer says so. He ought to know. He's captain of the Mazeppas.
The trouble with you, Gillis, is you're prejudiced. Family loyalty's okay, but just because your boy's on a team, that don't mean a team is going to win.
Maybe so, Riley. But what makes you so sure the Green Goats is going to win?
Because my boy is on the Green Goats.
He's just a beefy fullback
like your Elmer. Junior's quarterback on the Goats. They call him Spark Plug Riley.
I heard his spark plugs is full of carbon, too.
Well, not my boy. Junior's been giving his team some trick plays that are absolutely impossible.
My team don't need no plays. They just take the ball and walk down the field with it, rushing off them Green Goats like flies.
Yeah. You want to bet? I'll bet you $1 million that the Green Goats win.
How much?
$2.
Ah, Riley, I wouldn't take your money on a sure thing.
Put up your dough.
It ain't right to bet on school sports, or I would.
Come on. Let's see the color of your money.
You can take my word for it. It's green. But it ain't clean football when you bet money on it.
Back down.
Well, I don't blame you.
I ain't backing down. But instead of betting cash, I'll bet you a trip to the Bijou movie theater that my boy's team wins.
Let's make it interesting, Riley. I see you that trip to the movies, and raise you a dinner.
Okay, we'll have dinner at Luigi's Spaghetti Heaven and Meatball Mardi Gras. Gillis, I see you at the movies and the dinner, and I'm throwing in our wives.
It's a bet. They go, too.
In a taxi.
I see the taxi and raise you flowers for the lady.
And a new hat for me to be wearing.
I'll be wearing the new hat. Okay, you're on, Riley.
Okay. And the loser pays off right after the game. Movies, dinner, flowers, taxi, and a new hat for the winner.
Right.
Loser pays off. And Gillis, when I say loser, I do mean you. So, Peg, I foxed Gillis into a deal where he's taking us out for a big evening. Free, gratis, and for nothing.
Well, that's fine, Riley, but how do you know this will all be on Gillis?
Oh, that's very simple. With them trick plays of Junior's, his team can't lose.
I'm not so sure. Junior's been acting kind of gloomy tonight.
Oh, athletes always get worried. Where is he?
In the next room at the desk.
Well, I'll go in and give him a little pep talk.
A plus B. Oh, hello, Pop.
Hello, Junior.
A plus B over C minus D equals X.
Hey, that's a real tricky little play you got on paper there.
Yeah, it's tricky, all right.
Only if I was you, I wouldn't send X through the center of the line between A and B. I'd make C throw a forward pass.
This ain't football, Pop. It's algebra.
Algebra? Junior, stop straining your brain with that stuff. You ought to be in bed resting your skull for practice tomorrow.
I can't help it, Pop. I got to hand this algebra in to Miss Jessup tomorrow. Then if I don't, she'll keep me after school, and then I can't practice.
You got to practice. How many algebra examples she give you to do?
50.
50? Where's that teacher's school spirit? How long you been at that algebra tonight?
Half an hour.
How many out of the 50 you got left to do?
50.
That's sabotage. If it takes you a half hour to do one, it takes 2 half hours and an hour. It'll take you 100 hours to do 50. That algebra teacher ought to take arithmetic. Don't she know you can't get done tonight?
I gotta get it done tonight.
I'm gonna phone her right now.
Oh, no, Pop. You better not.
Now, why not? She can't bluff me. I'd like to hear how she thinks a football player can do 50 algebras a night and still make any first downs.
Well, Pop, she didn't exactly just give me this algebra to do all tonight.
Well, you said it had to be all in by tomorrow.
Yeah, but she kind of handed it out the first of the month. I kind of forgot it until tonight.
Junior, leave this be a lesson to you. Don't put off till tomorrow what you should have done last month.
Oh, yeah, but...
Junior, look, I work at a war plant. If I didn't do my job right last month, putting in every rivet I was supposed to, you know what would be happening today? American pilots would be flying over Germany without planes.
Oh, yeah, but, Pop...
Look at you. Stuck with 50 problems or no practice. And me with a bet on your team.
It's wrong to bet, Pop.
Don't change the subject. I had a better backwater in front of Jim Gillis. Now your team's got to win or I'll get the ha-ha. Come on, get busy on that algebra and hand it in tomorrow so as you can practice.
Oh, gosh, Pop, you just proved it couldn't be done by tonight.
Oh, certainly it can be done. All you got to do is do it faster.
Okay, but I won't be any good at practice tomorrow. And if the quarterback's no good, the team goes to pieces.
Yeah. And if the team goes to pieces, they lose the game. And I got another mouth to feed. Jim Gillis and his wife, too.
You have to buy them dinner?
Yeah. And can they eat? If you leave an arm on a table, Gillis starts putting ketchup on it. And... Junior, my head is made up. Give me that algebra book.
What are you going to do, Pop?
I'm going to do this homework, and you're going to bed.
Oh, gosh, thanks, Pop, but can you do algebra?
Can I do algebra? I'll breeze through them 50 problems like nothing.
O'clock in the morning. Aren't you through with that algebra yet?
Well, no, not quite. I had 50 problems to do, but I'm in the home stretch.
How many have you left to do?
45.
Oh, Riley. You only did 5 in 6 hours? Oh, is it very hard?
Well, you know, in algebra, they ring in a lot of letters on you. I get along okay with A, B, C, and Y, Z, but they keep asking me to find X.
What do they do with X when they find it? I sort of forgot.
Well, I don't know, but they think they gotta have it then. It's tough to find X because it's what they call an unknown quantity. How am I going to find something when a guy that wrote the book admits he don't even know what it is?
But that's what algebra teaches, dear. How to discover something you don't know.
Yeah. Well, ever since I was in school, they've been looking for X. If they ain't found it in all this time, I don't know how they expect me to get it in one night.
Oh, maybe you better get your sleep, Riley.
No, I'm not done doing. I'm no quitter. I'm doing this stuff if it takes me all night. And Junior's turning it in the morning so as he can practice and win that game. What time did you say it was, Peg?
5 after 3.
I'll bet that money made Gillis is sleeping like a log.
Hi, Stumpy.
Hiya, Junior.
Don't forget practice today and right after.
Okay.
Secret signals and trick plays. Tell the team.
Gosh, listen, Junior. I don't know if I can get to practice. I'm afraid Miss Jessup is going to keep me in on account I haven't got my algebra.
Stumpy, you should have done your homework.
Oh, yeah? I suppose you got yours done.
Sure, I got them all done. You want to see them? Okay. Look in my book.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Hey, Walleyes, look at Riley's got all his algebra done.
Ah, now you've done it, Stumpy. They all want to copy my answers.
So what? You don't want one of your own team kept that after school, do you?
Oh, no, but...
Yeah, Riley, nice work. Come on, Gosh. Let's get Riley's answers down fast. Then we all get to practice today.
Come on, Gosh.
Hey, wait, fellas. I ain't giving the whole school my answers.
Of course not. We'll keep them private.
Yeah. Just between us 11 guys and the team.
Home from work?
Oh, my, you look tired.
Oh, what a day I had. I had to work with one hand. I used the other to prop open my eyes.
No wonder, after being up all night doing Junior's homework.
I got it done, didn't I? All 50 answers, neat and good. Gillis kept asking me, what was I so sleepy for? Did I burn him up?
Oh, how?
I told him I dreamed I won the bet, and when he was paying off with dinner, I ate so much fancy food, it gave me a nightmare. Boy, I got that Gillis worried. I hope I can keep awake until it's time to go to sleep.
Well, why don't you take a nap before dinner?
Well, I guess I will. But wake me up as soon as Junior gets home from practice.
Well, he is home.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Couldn't have been a very long practice. Hey, Junior, what goes? Why ain't you practicing?
A plus B over Y minus C equals X.
Junior, this is where I came in yesterday. Is that algebra again?
Oh, yeah, Pop. Some more of that Miss Jessup's work.
Junior, did she give you more algebra after you handed in them 50 examples I did last night?
Oh, yes, sir. I handed in my answers, and then the rest of the team handed in their answers, and we was all set to go to practice, and all of a sudden that Miss Jessup says, by an odd coincidence, I find that 11 boys in this class all have the same answers.
So what? 11 boys all know their stuff.
And then she says, by an odd coincidence, these 11 boys are all on the football team.
Oh, is that so? I suppose with her it's a crime to play football, huh?
And then she says, and by an odd coincidence, these 11 boys are the same 11 boys who are getting 50 more problems to do tonight.
What? She can't do that to me.
So we all had to come home and do algebra instead of practicing.
No practice. After me working all night.
If we don't have the new 50 done by tomorrow, she says we can't play the game at all. We'll be ineligible.
I've heard enough. That Miss Jessup is a spy from Mazeppa High. She's working for the wrong school. She must have half of Gillis's bet. This is a frame-up.
Gosh, where are you going, Pa?
I'm going to see that Mrs. Jessup and give her some pieces on my mind. I'll give her algebra. Mrs. Jessup, I'll tell her, if A for algebra equals B, we get beat in that game tomorrow, then X is going to be the unknown place where you'll be looking for a new job.
In a moment, we'll see what happens when Riley locks horns with Junior's algebra teacher. But right now, this is Ken Niles, O.M., orator for meat. Well, the other evening at rehearsal, two of our girls in the cast, during a breathing spell, were talking over the home food situation. I came up just in time to hear this one. If you're a bridge player, you'll get it. You know, one of them said, I believe it was Peg, when in doubt, lead hamburger. Well, that lead wins the trick every time, as far as I'm concerned. Because look what you get in hamburger. All meat.
sizzling, glistening brown, easy carving, not a bone in a carload. A homey flavor that rings the bell any place, any time. Remember, in buying meat these days, you may not always get the kind and cut you want because large shipments of meat are going to our fighters and our fighting allies all over the world. But your meat man usually has that good, tender, easy-cooking, easy-eating hamburger. You like it. Junior likes it. Dad likes it. I like it. William Bendix likes it. Lou Kozloff is a hamburger fiend. So, help yourself to hamburger, and along with highest quality eating, get proteins of highest quality, the kind all meat is noted for. Meat, you know, is a yardstick of protein foods because meat measures up to every protein need. And now back to the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. We left Riley on his way to see Junior's algebra teacher and deliver a lecture on the evils of homework for football players, especially when the father of one of the players stands to lose a bet and eat crow if the team loses tomorrow's big game. As we rejoin Riley now, he is tapping a bit nervously at the door of Miss Jessup's apartment.
Yes?
Ah, good evening, teacher. Miss Jessup. Junior Riley is my father. His father. I am.
Oh. Well, do come in, Mr. Riley. I'm always glad to meet the parents of my pupils. I hope you'll excuse all these papers on the floor. I'm doing some homework.
Homework? Who makes you do homework? The principal?
Well, this is my job, Mr. Riley. I have to correct and grade all the homework done by the class. But sit down, do.
Oh, thanks. Miss Jessup, I'm here to say something about Junior's homework.
That's very thoughtful of you. It could be improved.
No, doubtless you are very correct, Miss Jessup. But on the other hand, how about football? And what's with all this algebra? You can't put algebra up on the scoreboard against them Mazeppas tomorrow.
Perhaps not, Mr. Riley. Nor can I put a home run on a student's report card.
Home run? Miss Jessup, don't you know nothing about football?
Very little, I confess. I went to a girls' college several years ago. To me, football is a superfluous adjunct to the curriculum. After all, what is football?
What is curriculum?
I am not averse to helpful exercise, but in the larger game of life, Mr. Riley, algebra is more important than any sport.
Who to?
Pardon me?
I say who to is the more important to. You know, you never see no algebra scores in the newspapers, do you?
No.
You never heard no big cheering section in the grandstand yelling, "Block that unknown quantity."
I've never heard a cheering section yelling anything.
Miss Jessup, are you kidding? You never saw a football game?
No, Mr. Riley, I'm not kidding.
Miss Jessup, you've been going to school too much. I'm taking you personally to that game tomorrow. May I?
Why, I'd love to go.
Oh, that's swell. Now, listen, you want to see a good game, don't you? You want to see your school win, huh?
I would not be averse to a favorable decision if the boys play at all.
Play at all? They got to play. It's the big game. You ain't going to stick to that fantastic idea of them handing in 50 algebras tomorrow, are you?
I most certainly am.
Oh, have a heart, Miss Jessup. Look, them boys give you 50 algebras today, and you sock them 50 more.
Yes, Mr. Riley. By an odd coincidence, 11 boys with the same set of answers.
So what? Look, there's only one right answer to any one of them gimmicks, am I right?
Certainly.
Okay, now I got you. Everybody that gets the right answer gets the same answer. What's so funny with them 11 being right?
nothing, that would be fine. But they all had the same answers, and every answer was wrong.
Wrong? My answers, Junior's answers were all wrong?
They were.
What a revolting development this is. Were the answers very wrong?
Fantastically wrong. Oh. You see, Mr. Riley, it was obvious that all the boys had copied their answers from one boy, who, I'm afraid, is not on par mentally with the average 13-year-old child.
He ain't, huh?
I pity his poor parents.
Yeah, especially his father.
I had no choice but to discipline them.
But that team's got to play tomorrow. Listen, why take it out on all of them? Why don't you just punish the boy that gave them all the wrong answers?
I could do that if the boy would confess.
You would?
Yes, because then I could talk to that boy and make him promise to stop spreading ignorance among my pupils.
Okay. The team's got to play, so if you promise just to punish him and let the rest of them play, I'll tell you what boy got the wrong answers.
I promise.
Okay. I'm the boy.
Oh, Mr. Riley, a grown man.
Well, not quite. I'm still grown. You see, I did Junior's answer, so they all must have taken his. I mean, mine.
I see.
So now you'll have to let the team play and just punish me. I wear a size 7 5/8 dunce cap.
Very well, Mr. Riley. I'll keep my bargain. The team shall play.
Oh, thanks. That's great.
Now, for your punishment, just sign this slip of paper.
Is that all? Well, sure. Give it here. There you are. It's all signed.
Now, perhaps you'd better read it, now that you've signed it. Mr. Riley, I want you to carry out what you promised on that paper.
Oh, sure. Let's see. I hereby agree to attend all classes assigned to me at adult night school. Hey, nothing doing. Give me back my signature. I can't go to school now. I'm 38. How'll it look? I'll never see my wife.
If you want that team to play, you'll report to my algebra class for beginners tomorrow night.
After 25 years, I'm going back to school. What a long recess.
White! White! Green and white!
What's that whistle?
Oh, time out.
What's the situation now?
It ain't good.
It isn't good.
You said it. It's rotten. 5 minutes to play, 6-0 in favor of the Mazeppas, and we got the ball on our own 1-yard line.
Well, that isn't so bad. All one of our boys has to do now is take the ball and run 99 yards through the other team. That could be done.
Sure, if he was a tank.
Oh, football is so thrilling. I'm glad you brought me, Mr. Riley. And wasn't it sweet of the team to present me with these flowers?
Oh, they appreciate you letting them play. They might have appreciated me who done their algebras for them. After all, a 10-cent cigar only costs 15 or 20 cents.
Ah, but you did the problems wrong.
Well, all right, then. One measly cigarette. They're starting again. Squash them like grapes and pick up the pits. 3 cheers for John J. Buskowitz.
Mr. Riley, I echo those sentiments.
They're lining up. If Junior don't throw a forward pass now, I'll disown him. Stumpy's going for it. He's going to fumble.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh.
No. No, he held it. He's running for a touchdown. He's over. The score is tied.
Get off the brakes and pick up the seed. 3 cheers for John J. Buster. Oh, it doesn't work out, does it?
Oh. Now, look. If we can kick a conversion, we get an extra point. We win by 1 point.
Oh, I can't keep the figures in my head.
Miss Jessup, you should give up algebra and take up arithmetic. Take my word for it. If the ball goes over that thing that out there between the posts, it's our game.
Look. Look, isn't that Junior? About kick?
Yeah. My boy, Junior.
Block that kick! Block that kick!
No! Here he goes.
We win! We win!
Have I got a son or have I got a son?
Oh, this is very gratifying. Oh, I must see all the games.
Ah, you're okay, Miss Jessup. You're a good sport. And what a sense of humor.
Humor?
Yeah, that gag you pulled on me about going to night school. For a while there, I thought you meant it. What a killer. Well, I'll be seeing you sometime.
Mr. Riley, you'll be seeing me in my class at night school tonight.
You weren't kidding?
I most certainly was not. You'll be there at 9 o'clock.
Yes, teacher.
Well, here I am, Riley. The taxi's outside with the missus, and I'm here to pay off the bet.
Bet? Oh, yeah, Gillis. You're taking us all to the movies and dinner.
Yeah, right. You know, the ghost was covered with horseshoes, but they won, and I'm paying off. Friday, we said, right after the game, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, here's your flowers, Mrs. Riley. Come on, Riley, let's go.
You go on, Peg, and take Junior instead of me, huh?
Nah, come on, what's wrong? Oh, listen, here's your new hat, too, Riley. It's the biggest I could get. Size 7 8/8. Hey, what are you doing with all them books in the book scrap?
Oh, I'm getting ready for school.
School? At your age?
Age has got nothing to do with it. It's ignorance that counts. I can't collect my bet tonight because I signed up with Miss Jessup. I got to go to night school. Algebra for beginners.
What do you know? School days, zero, gold.
Oh, cut it out, Gillis. I ain't no kid. Well, I guess I better go.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that sticking out of your pocket?
Oh, that's an avocado.
What for?
That's for the teacher. I couldn't find an apple.
The Rileys will be right back. You know, Mrs. Niles and I have a theory. You don't need to coax people to eat a good breakfast. Now, take me, for instance. Just put a platter of crisp little pork sausage links in front of my plate at breakfast, or a few slices of golden brown bacon, just long enough for me to get one whiff of that breakfast meat fragrance, and boy, I eat. So I suggest that in order to get folks to eat more of the breakfast they ought to eat, you women add a little more breakfast meat to the breakfast table. And just as a reminder, may I mention that there's a wealth of food energy in those good breakfast meats, as well as the right kind of proteins in every meaty bit of lean. All meat has the right kind of proteins, right to grow on, right to maintain body tissues on. Meat is a yardstick of protein foods because meat measures up to every protein need. And remember, the nutritional statements just made are accepted by the Council on Foods and Nutrition of the American Medical Association.
Oh, Pop, home from school already?
Yeah.
Riley, what are you doing?
My homework.
Homework?
Yeah. I got 50 problems to do.
Oh, Pop, you go to bed. I can sleep tomorrow. I'll do your homework.
You will? Gosh. Thanks, Junior.
Oh, but Riley, 50 problems the first night?
Well, yeah. You see, the teacher caught me in the coat room smoking.
Next week at the very same time for a lot more laughs when Riley becomes a pilgrim and heads for the woods to shoot a Thanksgiving turkey. The Life of Riley stars William Bendix and is sponsored by the American Meat Institute. William Bendix as Riley appears on this program by arrangement with Hal Roach. The Life of Riley was directed by Don Bernard with music by Lou Kozloff and came to you from Hollywood. This is Ken Niles saying, see you next week. This is the Blue Network.
7:30 KECA, Los Angeles. Transcribed.